From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Founded more than five decades ago, St. Francis Neighborhood Center has deep roots in Baltimore's Reservoir Hill community. Free summer and after-school programs for kids, job-seeking assistance for adults, help with groceries, counseling. Executive Director Christy Green says the center's mission is to end generational poverty through education. Longtime participant Emmanuel Leach says the center helped him gain self-confidence and get accepted into the Baltimore School for the Arts.
They got me my tutor, my own big brother, that helps me out with like reading and stuff. Like, I'm good at reading, but still. He helped me get into high school, and so did Dave, by giving me opportunities and teaching me college prep and high school prep.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. What is the glue that holds a community together? For St. Francis Neighborhood Center, it's the attitude that it takes a village to build a better future. St. Francis Neighborhood Center is located at Whitelock Street and Linden Avenue in Baltimore's Reservoir Hill community. Its mission is to end generational poverty through education. To meet that goal, the nonprofit offers free resources for families, from job readiness workshops to financial planning classes. Tomorrow, St. Francis will break ground on a $4 million renovation and expansion, tripling the number of families they can serve. When we spoke last August with Christy Green, who's been executive director since 2012, we asked about St. Francis's history.
We were founded in 1963, and I've yet to find any other neighborhood center that's been doing what we're doing since then. A group of Jesuits from New York started the center, and we were located a little bit further down on Whitelock at that time. We weren't where we are right now, but within a half a block of where we are. And a couple years in, they actually ran out of funding, and they could no longer support the center. Well, the priest that had been assigned there, Father Tom Capasto, decided it was too important, consistent support was needed, and felt that he could not abandon the neighborhood. So he actually left the priesthood and remained there and ran the center until he passed away in 2011. And of course, I started in 2012. And one of the things that we talk about, that he is known in the neighborhood and somewhat in Baltimore City as the Pope of Whitelock. He was actually there during the riots of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination when the riots broke out in the city, and he was there to comfort, break up fighting. So he has been a critical part of who we are, and I feel like we're still continuing his vision with the neighborhood, with the renovation expansion that's coming up.
Is the center still religiously affiliated?
It is not. So once he left the priesthood, we are independent. We're non-religious affiliated. So, but we do partner with a lot of partners, and one of them is Corpus Christi Catholic Church, who actually runs a grocery program out of the center every Monday morning. So we have different partners from all over the city that work with us.
Tell me about the program St. Francis Center offers for kids.
Sure. It is community driven. We started the programs because the neighborhood said we are fearful for our youth, and we really want something for our kids after school and summer. So that's what we did. And we are now known mostly for our after school and summer youth programs. They're education academic based, and with the goal to end generational poverty. So the idea is kids come after school, they get a snack, they get all kinds of activities, including yoga, homework help, our computer lab, STEM classes, so they learn how to code in our computer lab, art classes, and in addition, math and literacy as well. And we've seen kids grow incredibly through this these efforts. And then the summer, we do the same thing, except it's 9 hours a day for 8 weeks. We're the longest running summer youth program in Baltimore City that we found so far. And we run literally pretty much a week after school's out, and we just ended this past week.
You said the educational activities have an incredible effect. Flesh that out.
Sure, sure. So It's really important for us to be involved with our families and our kids. So not just only are the kids coming after school and getting homework help and learning math and an intense literacy program, we are in each other's lives. And I love that. We're family. So we work together to advocate for the child. So, for example, when you meet Inga in a minute, one of her kids is autistic and he's in our program. And one of the things she was just sharing with me is that she just had her IEP meeting, her individualized education plan, with the school. And I let her know that we can actually attend those meetings with her if she ever wants us to, and help advocate for Kamari in the program. And we do often do that for all 60 of our kids in the program.
That's Christy Green, Executive Director of the St. Francis Neighborhood Center. Here on The Record on WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about how the center has served residents of West Baltimore for 55 years and plans to expand. So how many children are you able to serve in after-school and summer programs?
So right now we're bursting at the seams. We're basically teaching out of bedrooms in an old home. It's an old brownstone. What we've done functionally is make a bedroom or a living room or a kitchen, a classroom or a computer lab. But we've managed to fit 60 kids in at a time, plus volunteers and staff. We serve about 100 kids a year because we have different youth programs going on, but 60 at one time. And then we actually have a 3-year wait list. So we have kids who are begging, families who are begging to be in this program, but we are out of space, plus our building's falling apart as well.
Who is eligible even to get on your wait list?
So if you live in Reservoir Hill, Penn North, or 21217 area code, and you live below the federal poverty line, that's what's open to our youth programming. Any other programs, anybody in the community can come to.
How is the center funded?
Well, mostly because we fundraise like crazy people. We're being a nonprofit charity, we're always trying to come up with creative fundraising ideas. In the past, we've been a 21st Century Community Learning Center site, which is through the state of Maryland. So MSDE, Maryland State Department of Education. So we're hoping for funding from them again this year. We haven't heard yet. And then we also apply for city funding through either the Baltimore Youth and Children Fund or the Mayor's Fund, which we lost funding on that last year. So we're always kind of scrambling. Baltimore Women's Giving Circle, Weinberg Foundation, Not Able, Annie Casey, Franz Marek, Under Armour. We reach out to all those that we can grant right and build relationships and show the amazing success of the kids and families in the program. And that's what we do.
And you have a huge number of volunteers for the size of your staff, right?
Huge number. Just in 2017 alone, we had 1,382 volunteer sign-ins with over 2,400 hours worked. So we desperately need volunteers to help us keep our costs down so that we can bring on as many kids as we can and support as many families as we can.
As I said, the mission of St. Francis Neighborhood Center is to end generational poverty through education. What do you hope to be able to do in an expanded center?
Sure. So we worked very much with the community, and they designed the building. So we want to add a recreation space, which we don't have now, which is a multi-purpose room / rec space. That would be critical, especially there are times when we have to pull the kids off the playground because of drug dealing. It's an open-air drug market right there, and we need to be able to have space where we can pull the kids and make sure they're safe. So that would be critical. We also want to add a kitchen and cafe, which we don't have right now. We have like a small house kitchen. We're going to add classrooms. So we would have 5 classrooms, and they would fit at least 20 to 25 kids each. And then we would have actually meeting rooms. We have no meeting rooms, and we would actually have real staff offices. So it would be a pretty amazing upgrade for both the neighborhood and even an area to study, because right now the kids, it's so loud and there's so much going on all the time, and our kids are still doing great. So imagine if we actually had designated quiet study hall space.
You've mentioned a couple times how great the kids are doing. What is the external evidence of that?
Sure. So 6 years ago, when we became a Maryland State Department of Education Learning Center site, they require an external evaluator. So we had been tracking it all along, but having an external evaluator actually brings the person in and they'll give their objective view of how the center's doing. And what we found over the 6 years is nearly 80% of our kids have a B or better in school.
A B average.
Yes. And we have a lot of kids with IEPs and disabilities and things like that. So that's really us getting really entrenched and involved in a family's life and really helping with resources, not just school resources, but maybe the family needs help looking for a house, you know, applying for a job. So that's when we pull in the job readiness experts. And so we've had some pretty good success with that as well, including a family who was homeless. And she went back to school and got her nursing assistant certification. She has now been in her full-time job for a year. They are now out of the homeless shelter. They have their own apartment. So we're seeing great successes like that, too, not just from a child perspective, but from the total family.
Okay, we need to take a short break here on The Record on WIPR. Christy Green, Executive Director of the St. Francis Neighborhood Center, is sticking with us, and we'll meet a mother and son who are active members of the center. I'm Sheila Cast. Hope you'll stay with us, too.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. St. Francis Neighborhood Center in Baltimore's Reservoir Hill community aims to end generational poverty through education. Tomorrow, they'll break ground on a massive expansion of their facilities with the goal of tripling the number of families they serve each year. Last August, we spoke with Christy Green, executive director of the center, Inga Harris, whose four children have attended St. Francis, and her son Emmanuel, who began participating at St. Francis in elementary school. I ask Inga how she found out about St. Francis Neighborhood Center.
My mother is like a social butterfly, and she talks to everyone, and I don't. And she came across the center, and they were like, hey, you have children. We love children. That's what she told me they said to her. And they walked her through everything, and she was like, great, you need to go. They had like a family engagement night thing, and that's when we met everyone, and I signed them up. I was like, okay, let's try it.
Okay, so you said you don't talk to everyone. So how are you involved in the center?
Well, I do now. I come out of my shell. So for me, I just mostly come and I'll speak on the behalf of everything, the how the center has helped us, if they need me to. I also volunteer hours, go to the community meets, the music festivals. What else do we do? Oh, Amazon. I'm always on Amazon, so I always donate. Like, that's just
By using Amazon Smile, you can funnel a little bit of your purchase.
Yes.
To the center. Emmanuel, tell us about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
And where are you in school?
Baltimore School for the Arts.
You're just starting?
No, sophomore year.
Sophomore year. What activities did you do when you were younger at St. Francis?
I got selected. I got put in group 2 at the time.
What is group 2?
St. Francis is separated into groups. So the younger kids, kindergarten through third grade, is group 1. Third through fifth is group 2. And sixth through eighth is 3. So when I came 8 years ago, I was put into group 2. So I did the regular typical things like activity times and cold and that kind of things.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was, when I went there, I was kind of like, because I kind of refused to go there for the first week or so.
Why did you refuse to go there?
Because I didn't know anybody and I wasn't that kind of person to be like, oh, let's go out and have fun. But I kind of got forced to go. But then after I got there, I had so much fun and I got to learn about new things and meet new people. And they kind of helped me out, come out my shell a lot because I wasn't the nicest or like open kid at the time because of some personal damage that happened during my school years, because I was like very badly bullied and like I didn't come out my shell at all. But they helped me, they worked me through that, and I'm better. I came out the other side.
So help me understand that a little bit better. You said they helped me, they worked me through that. I mean, this was just bit by bit from being around the other kids, or did somebody actually sit down and talk you through it? Or what does that mean, they worked me through it?
A little bit of both, like talking to the kids my age, and like they understand, like they're around my community, so they understand me a little more, and we connected. And I grew my friend base from there. And then I found that they went to my school, so we continued to be friends there. And then also when I had like rough times, like I used to hide underneath desk. They used to just come to me and like talk to me and be like, it'll be fine, you got this, we all support you. And they did. And the bullying situation died down a lot. And I'm pretty much a different person than I was 8 years ago.
Emmanuel, you testified before the Baltimore City Council and in Annapolis on behalf of the St. Francis Center.
Mm-hmm.
What did you tell them about it?
I just told my story. I was badly bullied. I didn't know where to go. And then they helped me out through all my personal situations, through school and also my shyness and my low self-esteem at the time. And then they also gave me opportunities in life, like they got me my tutor, my big brother, that helps me out with, like, maybe some, like, reading and stuff. Like, I'm good at reading, but still. He helped me get into high school, and so did Dave, by giving me opportunities and teaching me college prep and high school prep. And then we worked towards that as a big family unit. And then I got into BSA, and they seen how happy. So I just want all the other kids to have the exact same opportunity I have, and I'll just do any work with them. That's why I worked for them during the summer, too. I was a youth worker, the social media and festival intern, and I promoted some volunteering and for the festivals to help plan some of the festival, that big festival that came up, and also posted every day, Monday through Thursday, on social media. Like, Monday was Interview Monday with all the groups, Tuesday was Community Tuesday, Wednesday was St. Francis Wednesday, and Thursday was Interactive, where I can interact with the community.
Boy, a lot of social media skills. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast speaking with Inga Harris, a member of St. Francis, and her son Emmanuel, and with Christy Green, executive director of St. Francis Neighborhood Center. We're talking about how St. Francis serves residents of Baltimore's Reservoir Hill community. Inga, what does it mean to you that there is a safe place for your children to go after school during the summer, on weekends?
Well, there are so many feelings, so many words I can say, but if I had to wrap it up into some, I would say it's so important. It means the world to me. I'm a single parent of four kids and working a full-time job and also a full-time student. So with that support, financially, to have to pay for all four of my children to a center who doesn't take the time to even get to know you or individualize, want to be a family base, because the key word in neighborhood is knowing everyone, is having that support. It takes a village to raise children. So it means the world. It really means everything to me. I don't know what more I could do or what more I can say to help. I just want other people to have that opportunity, so it can mean the world to them as well. And we can just one by one make not just Reservoir Hill a better place, but everywhere in Baltimore City. Baltimore City's really not that bad. There's really, really good opportunities and good people here.
Christy, a focus of the educational programs at St. Francis is to offer high-quality instruction to assist kids with learning disabilities and autism. How are you doing this?
So we partner with 17 Baltimore City schools. So I think that's a pretty enormous number. We're community-based, not school-based. So that means wherever the child may go, Baltimore School for the Arts or Dorothy I. Height or Utah Marshburn, wherever they may go, we want to partner with that school. So we're always in touch with the school, the teachers, the principal, and always trying to know what's going on with homework. If a child comes in and says, I have no homework today, we know that's not true.
I could just piggyback off of one thing. Another thing is, they always ask for copies of IEPs or 504s for kids who may have ADHD.
What is 504?
So 504 is like a plan that they put for individual kids who don't have a learning disability, but they need like a stress reliever, or they need to get up and take a walk or some the plan, they know that these are the same tools that the school is using and the same tools that you're doing at home, we're going to apply here at the center.
So give me an example, if you would, of some situation that occurred with your son Kumari, who has autism, where you felt like it was different because you were at St. Francis, that you had more strength in the situation.
So I'll say Emmanuel was going there for a very long time, and I had Kumari. So a lot of jobs offer you FMLA. So I would leave early to be home with Kumari or someone I trusted to keep him. So my son, Emmanuel, kept saying, "Mom, he can do this, he can go." And I was like, I'm not very sure about this because kids are cruel, and other people who don't understand a disability or autism, they can be cruel or shy away from it. So as what I did, I sat with Jessica.
Jessica is who?
So Jessica's like what the program, like
youth program manager.
Mm-hmm. And she gets all of the information, and she sat with me. She came to my home and we went over Kumari's IEP. She went over my concerns and reassured me. So we set up like a chart of what she would do to let me know, like, when he gets here, I will call you. If he needs to talk, how do you want to do? Do you want to come in? Do you want to come and sit? So I had all of these options. And after that first day, my son came home and he was like, "Mom, I love it. I want to go back." And I was like, "Okay." So now he's there, and he became a lot more independent. And they talked to the school. They talked to me. So I just feel like, okay, this is great.
Christy, having seen kids in this program come back year after year, what impact do you think you are having in the community?
Well, I 100% agree with both Emmanuel and Inga that we're family. So I'm sitting here in tears because I love these two so much. I think helping one another, like we had another parent who also serves on our board of directors who actually used her tax money to buy a home, and she watched a couple of our families end up being homeless. Her plan is to open up a couple rooms in her home to help our community in the event that ever happened to someone again. So I am seeing something that I want in my life, which is this close-knit community supporting and helping one another. So when a child goes home excited about their day, like they were talking about, that is great. And I think that excites then Emmanuel, who hopefully will come back as a youth worker next year, but also excites Inga. And then Inga wants to know, hey, what happened? What's going on at the center? I want to get involved. So I think it ends up being contagious. And, you know, we talk about no heat in the schools. We talk about all these, you know, crime and drugs and everything happening around us. The one piece of Baltimore that's doing awesome that a lot of people just don't know about is St. Francis Neighborhood Center. We're all in there helping each other out. So I work for the neighborhood and I love it. They drive me, they inspire me, and then we would just work together to get it done.
Emmanuel, you're attending Baltimore School for the Arts. Mm-hmm. What are you going to focus on?
I'm in the school for film in particular. So the freshman year we did animation, audio one, storyboarding, acting. This year we're going to do like script writing two, audio two. We're doing production and stuff, and we have like guest people come in, like people that write and know the Hollywood scene. They come in, they also come help me. So, you know, it's fun. And then I bring it to St. Francis, and it's fun.
What do you intend to do as a career? Do you know yet?
Kind of, because first I want to go to college, maybe for a film, maybe like NYFA or NYU or UCLA. Because I want to major in film, but then minor in business so I can have something inside the business field, because it's always helpful to have it. But because I at least want to write one thing and then like maybe be a producer and a director as well.
Good luck.
Thank you. That's a big dream.
It's a big dream. It's wonderful to have a big dream.
You can do
it. It's great. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Christy Green is executive director of St. Francis Neighborhood Center. Inga Harris and her son Emmanuel are residents of Reservoir Hill and active members of St. Francis. We spoke last August. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we have links to more information about St. Francis Neighborhood Center and to the ongoing capital campaign to support its expansion. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're with us on the record. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!